everyone, and welcome to another episode of K-Drama Convos. I think that was slightly different than I usually have my intro, I knew you're gonna be
This is gonna be weird because I'm not looking at my notes. I'm looking at you the whole time.
This is a lot of eye contact going on. This is weird. Before we start chatting away, we preface this. This would be very chatty episode. We kind of are taking almost not a week off, but just slightly different this week because we, if you know, can't tell, we'd have like I think this is 3 or 4 weeks now that we haven't uploaded anything. It's been a little bit because we were at an anime convention back like the third weekend in March, which is part of the reason that's been keeping us very busy. But yeah, this is a lot of eye contact. We're like staring at we're individually looking at our notes and then at each other like bit of both. I feel like usually when we chat a lot, we're like in the car.
So we're not looking at each
other.
Or we're looking at the TV.
Or we're in a grocery store. Or not that we don't look at each other when we talk.
We sit and stare at each other usually when we're talking.
That's a little weird. anyway. So yeah, we took... You know, give a little bit of backstory, a little lore here. We've gone to anime conventions, mainly just one for since 2018. Mm-hmm. Specifically, we go to ZenkaiCon. That's one in PA, and that was the first ever convention we've ever gone to. And it was it's slightly smaller convention. It's definitely grown.
Oh yeah,
even since we started going there, which was that long ago. And the reason we end up getting, like, actually, you know, like, how the heck we end up at an anime convention was because my oldest brother, back when he was in just our college, how long ago would that have been? Because we got into anime before.
Like 8 years ago?
Oh, what's 8 years ago? What's if like 2016, I guess you could say.
Well, it was back when he was 18,
right? Yeah, so 2015, 16, somewhere in there. Yeah, so we got into anime first before we ever watched any Korean dramas or Japanese live action or anything like that. And you know, so it'd been like 2 years after I also got really into manga. I still love reading manga. And you know, so we had watch shows here and there. I wouldn't say you watch it, like, you didn't watch it, like, religiously or anything. But I think we both, you know, we really like Ghibli films or Ghibli. I don't know how you're supposed to say it. We like a lot of them. And just other kind of random anime that we would, you know, a lot of time we would watch it together. Either us two or with one of my brothers or my other brother who also got really into it, you know, that kind of thing. And then I guess my oldest brother somehow found out about it. I think it might have been through a friend that it was happening. We're like, okay, we're gonna go.
And the sounds like fun.
Yeah, sounds like fun. Why not? And the first year we went, we did do a little bit of cosplay. That was our first little dip. we dipped our toes in a little bit. I went as Princess Mononoke from, I went as San from Princess Mononoke, which I'm actually, where we record our podcasts is in our multi-purpose room, you could say.
It's the sewing / TV room.
Yeah, and we also record in here because like no one's hanging out in here. We have our props displayed on the walls. One, because they look cool.
Many guns.
And yeah, and two, because where the heck else are you gonna store these things? Like, so my San spear is on the wall. It's actually really good.
It's one of the best.
That's
We actually used a wooden
handle. Yeah, it's wooden handle. It's actually pretty nice. But I went as a very simple San. It was not very, like, we used, like, an old dress and black dress.
And tea stained the white stuff.
Yeah. But you'd been into sewing for years.
Well, I had been into quilting, mostly.
That's sewing.
After we first got married, the first person in our friend group to have a baby, I got a book and taught myself how to piece a quilt top.
Which you had known how to use a sewing machine before that? But like only sort of?
Teeny tiny bit.
But you got
I really taught myself how.
But you got into quilting.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then so my son suggested, oh, let's all dress up in costume sure, because that's what people do.
We all? Well, we did all, yeah.
I think so. I was San. I was Midori Kawa from Knights of Sidonia.
Which is such a... It's not a popular anime.
Right, it's not.
I don't know if obscure is the right word, but sort of. That's her Yua as. Mm-hmm. Simeon was... He was Ginkgo from Mushishi the first year.
Yeah.
Which was a pretty... He wears a box.
Big wooden box. Mm-hmm. As a backpack, mm-hmm. basically.
Yeah, I mean, his costume's very simple. Yes. And then Aaron went as, I don't know what his name is, from Tokyo Ghoul. The dude with the white hair. I don't remember his name. And, we did do a really elaborate one the first year.
Oh, yes. Joelle was seen on.
Yeah, my sister is caught. She was seen on, which is... From sort of online, but not the main show. From like mm-hmm. one of the other.
She was the sniper.
From what show? I don't even know which. Whatever SAO it was from. I don't mm-hmm. know. Hers was very elaborate.
I put most of my sewing effort, you could say, into that costume.
Yeah.
And really I must say, when we went to the con, we did not walk 10 feet before someone stopped us. Yeah. And then again and
she
again all day
and we,
long.
And she had a giant sniper that
she
we had
a giant sniper
we had
rifle.
Pieced together as well. And we, because it was back in 2018, that was when SAO was still
very popular.
A lot more popular than
you
it
still
is
see
now.
Kiritos walking around.
Only a handful.
But
not
you
as
still
as
see
you
them.
Used to, but
you
anyway.
Still see them. So that was our first year.
That was our first year. Our second year, I was Urza, right?
From Fairy Tale.
I was Urza from Fairy Tale. You were Jalal from Fairy Tale. Mm-hmm. And honestly, were they? I don't remember.
Was that
who they
the
were.
Year they were Vax Vec- and Vex Vec- from Critical
was
Role?
It might have been. Which is Critical Role D&D characters. I'm not sure. It might have been. If it was, that's
no.
Quite, no, they were the year after. Whatever.
Anyway.
It doesn't matter. And then the following year, I think this is our third year, mm-hmm. I was Violet Evergarden from Violet Evergarden,
right.
Which was really good. We had the suitcase.
Oh, it's great. Because whenever you're at a con, you buy stuff.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Well, first of all, you take snacks along with you, and then you buy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But where do you put it all?
Mm-hmm.
So
I was carrying a suit. It was a fake suitcase actually that we
had. Yeah, it was one of those storage boxes
that literally had like this clips like, to make it look like, and it we replaced the handles mm-hmm. and
I made a parasol for you
that literally opened and looked like so good.
Yeah,
that was actually Urza was the first one we won an award for.
You won it
yes.
in the youth category.
I entered it in the youth category because I had, like, you know, myself worked on it a lot. I think do you remember when I was sanding this sword?
Forever and ever and ever. Yes.
Yeah. But anyway, Violet at that con got an honorable mention. Mm-hmm. What were you that year? You were Nora.
I was Nora from Noragami. Mm-hmm. So I made a white kimono.
The giant bow.
The ginormous. Mm-hmm. That was fun trying to create this bow that defies mm-hmm. gravity mm-hmm. but is bigger than I am, you know.
Right. And then after that, it was a big year for us. This is last year.
Mm-hmm.
Was me and my sister went as Kyoshi Warriors from Avatar The Last Airbender, which was really cool. We did kind of a slight interpretation of the characters. Like, they still looked extremely screen accurate. It was just like the fabrics we had slightly fancier.
Right. The fabrics, instead of looking like they stepped out of a cartoon.
Like, they weren't flat.
They mm-hmm. stepped out of like a movie.
Is
almost.
What we were trying to do. Yeah. And then that was also the first year that we'd ever participate in any kind of performance.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my sister choreographed a dance too, and we put together like three different songs from the OST and did fans and streamers, and it was cool. It was very short, pretty simple, but we both have a background in dance, and mm-hmm. I have a background in martial arts, and it just came together nicely. Yeah. So we'd won, and this is not trying to brag about us winning it. It really isn't. You know, just kind of fun to look back on. We won for our category for that, and you won for your costume.
So you were in first place for the beginner category.
For that specifically for the Performance Plus costume.
And that was the first year I won an award.
Yes.
I created a steampunk Princess Leia.
No, a steampunk Victorian dress.
Princess Leia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. And then this year.
And that was my first place.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then this year, oh my gosh. So back in October of 23, we went to a different convention, MiryokuCon, which is in
Baltimore.
And it was a brand new con. It was mm-hmm. running for the first year. And I don't remember how we found out about it. I think they were advertising a different one we had gone to.
No, we won
free tickets.
We went to Sakura Matsuri.
Yes, so Sakura Matsuri is a Japanese street festival in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
And we had... So, obviously, they've, like, staff who are working these conventions. Mm-hmm. And when me and Joelle, my sister, won the one award, it's not because we won the award. It's that one of the staff members who's mm-hmm. backstage for us said, hey, I'm involved in a costume competition at this event.
Mm-hmm.
And they were specifically not just – they were looking for very specific costumes that, like, showed Japanese – culture and history
mm-hmm.
and we were wearing we were wearing a hakama, which are like and like a top that was inspired by a kimono. Mm-hmm. I was wearing extremely complicated maiko hairstyle,
just so Annika's hair
goes
down to her waist.
Oh yeah, it was insane.
So I was able to mm-hmm. through some videos and things turn her hair into a geisha.
It's not geisha. So if you think of what geisha hair.
So it's a geisha in training, basically.
Yeah, is it called a maiko or geiko? There's two different ones. I think it was a maiko hairstyle, which they don't wear a wig for that. They usually use their natural hair. And yeah, so anyway.
A very elaborate.
We ended up getting invited to this. We did pay to go to the street festival.
Yes, we did.
We got invited to go there. And it's interesting how they knew we were together. We entered the costume competition there, which was pretty small because it's not the main event or anything.
Yeah.
And we won for my costume.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, you were wearing it and I was the maker of it.
Right. So they ended up giving us. Like
VIP.
Well, no, it wasn't them. It was someone else. It wasn't part of our award for winning. Someone who knew we had won must have saw the competition, and I think they were trying to advertise their
It was
convention.
A brand new convention, so they
so
were trying
they
to bring
ended up
in.
Giving us VIP tickets, which we would never pay for.
Right,
it was
right,
really nice,
yeah.
really cool. So that's how we ended up in this con,
and
in
that's
Baltimore.
How we got this amazing. reception where they fed us.
It was nothing elaborate. It was really just fried dumplings.
But
we were so hungry.
We were so hungry.
Anyway, but we went as, because of course we need new costumes.
Of course. You know, you can't go to a con and not make a new costume.
So we ended up going as Haku and No Face from Spirited Away in, what's the type? Is it Walolita?
Walolita.
Which is Lolita that the top, it looks like a kimono, or at least inspired by.
Mm-hmm.
And we are also, I can't think of the word right now, black and white. Because you're in all black, I was in all white. So that's also, there's a word for that in Lolita.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, and we were going to wear those to Zenkai Con this year. Oh my gosh. But. My younger brother, who also, he's really into the gaming side of things, specifically Genshin and
He went Zuko the one year.
Oh, yeah, he went Zuko. Yeah. What's it called? Something or other? Star Rail? Whatever it's called.
Honkai Star Rail.
Yeah, and Genshin.
And Genshin Impact.
Yeah, those are who he's into.
Yeah.
And he went to do a Genshin character. And originally we said yes, but then we were getting closer to the con and we said, there's no way.
Yeah, I looked at those characters and I'm like, I would love to create this costume for mm-hmm. you, but if I have to have that done by March,
yeah.
I said, it's not going to look good.
Yeah,
there's no way I'm going
to
make it look
good. We need to find an alternative.
Right.
And I think my sister, she also didn't have a new costume because she was planning on doing it, she ended up not doing
it.
And somehow they came up with doing...
So the three of us...
Well, no, hold on.
Me and Joelle and Thaddeus were all talking about it.
Yeah, we're all talking about it. And Joelle had brought up an anime she had seen, which was Cells at Work,
mm-hmm.
which is basically like, you know how Magic School Bus, they go inside the human body? It's like that. So all the characters are... What do you call it when it's like a thing?
It's almost like Yumi's cells.
Yeah, actually, that's a pretty good way to describe it. Yeah, it's kind of like Yumi's cells. Esque of like what do you call it when you like take an item and make it a person? It's
anthropomorphism.
That they did. So basically like the
red blood cell, white blood cell, platelets,
they're all people and characters. And we'd never seen the show. Only my sister had.
I had seen some of it.
Oh, you'd seen a little
I'd seen a little bit of it.
And so basically let's be honest, we hardcore push for this show because the characters were way simpler Genshin in particular.
Yeah.
And so at first they were going to go as a duo, white and red.
Yeah.
You can go as one, but two of them are way better.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. And then somehow they decide to keep adding it on and you end up being a helper T cell and I ended up being the macrophage. Which is a different type of cell.
So the macrophage character has this floofy dress, lots of ruffles, mm-hmm. and an apron with more ruffles, and these giant ruffles on her sleeve, and ruffles on her blouse.
Okay, you're exaggerating this. There's a lot of ruffles.
There's a lot of ruffles.
It's not that much.
Trust me, I sewed them. There's a lot of ruffles.
There's a lot of ruffles. And so I somehow... Even though me and you had made
costumes.
Which, by the way, was only supposed to be your costume. Originally, you were just going to do no face and I wasn't going to go in costume. But then you had already started working on yours.
Yeah.
And then we came up with the idea of me being Haku.
Oh, yeah. Because we were like, oh, you can do Haku. We'll just go run out and buy an old wedding dress and we'll kind of modify
then
things.
Then we were like, this is no.
Yeah.
We ended up, whatever. I like how they turned out.
Yeah.
So I end up getting dragged into this group cosplay.
We thought a group cosplay of... So the simple costumes as a group would have more of an impact.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, not that theirs weren't complicated, but mine was one of the more complicated ones.
Right.
Which is fine.
But I made two of them from scratch. Yours
completely.
And the white blood
and then
cell.
The other ones you made half of it from scratch, you could say. You did still do a lot, or you modified it or whatever.
Yeah.
And so the other thing my character has is this giant cleaver, like, sword thing. And we also made that. It was a whole endeavor. And it did turn out really good.
Okay, so the funniest thing, I like telling the story. So we, I put together, like, the skeleton of the cleaver.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so it had the PVC pipe for the handle and... the cardboard and then the EVA foam on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
And Annika was in charge of painting it.
No.
Yeah.
I was in charge of cutting it, sanding it, painting it, gluing it, all the rest,
which
is fine.
I'm saying, to start
which
off.
Is fine.
The, yeah.
Yeah.
So I didn't do any of, beyond constructing the main thing.
Which I did help.
I passed it on to you.
I did help a little bit with patterning the base.
Yeah.
You did most of it. But
right.
Then it was passed on to me.
So then she and her dad took it and to his shop and they spray painted it and got it all. Okay. So it's beautiful, you know, this silver sword and everything.
Yeah.
And then, so the macrophage is a killer T cell.
Mm.
So she...
She's a type of white blood cell.
I'm sorry, she's a white blood cell.
Yes.
But in the body, she fights off germs and viruses
and that's
stuff.
That is what these
so
cells
So she's
do.
This cute little pretty girl...
Not little, but...
...that comes and...
Do not do the laugh.
hacks down the viruses by
being really, really, being really, really cutesy,
right? But cutesy about the
whole,
it. So
the whole point is kind of the contrast between this very fluffy, frilly dress and this giant sword. It's kind of the point.
Yeah. So we decided that we would put blood spatter.
And we had decided this for a while.
Yes.
We had.
So the day comes. Now, mind you, this is down to the wire. This is what, a week before the con?
More than a week, but it was
getting close.
It was very close.
But it's a weather thing. The weather has to be nice enough and warm enough. And so the day comes where the blood spatter has to be done. And Annika was, she had done her research.
I done testing.
And tests. And so,
I done color swatches.
Okay, she's all ready to do it. And then she got scared.
I was so, because this is one of those things. You have to splatter it.
Right.
And that you have to, that's the only
There's
way to
no
make
control
it look,
over
and
it.
And that's the only way to make it look organic.
Exactly.
You can't, or it'll look terrible.
So it took her 2 hours.
I did more testing and stuff.
Of more testing and psyching herself up before she went out there and threw blood at her sword.
It's not that simple. I mean, yes, that is what I did, but I had to figure out what brushes to use, what technique I wanted to use, how I was going to, do I need it more watered down? Is this too runny?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That so she took, stuff. 2 hours to
and then I did it. And it did look really nice, by the way.
Amazing.
It really upped. That was our
Oh,
very,
we should totally put pictures of that on Instagram.
We should. Unfortunately, our group photo is kind of terrible. That's our fault. We forgot to take one most of the con.
We could at least put a picture of your cleaver.
We can put a picture of us. I don't care if it's a bad photo. It's whatever. But yeah, so in the end, it was our very first time doing fake blood on any kind of prop.
Right.
And it did turn out really good. And
it did.
I'm very glad it worked out in the end. But the other thing, other than these costumes that we did this year that
Go ahead.
Because that was how we wrapped up the convention was really that. Fine. Do you want me to go on that now?
No.
Whatever. I probably should have mentioned the beginning of this podcast episode. We ended up hosting/running a panel for the very first time this year. I mean, if you've never been to an anime convention, I guess we could explain a little bit. Most of them, like including the one that we went to, does have like a variety of stuff to do.
Mm-hmm.
You usually have a vendor hall/artist alley. Mm-hmm. You have multiple panels you can go to. Usually either they're like a game or they're presentation like. Then a lot of time they'll have some sort of gaming room. Like sometimes it's, this one had video games and tabletop, usually LARP of some sort, like role-playing type stuff.
They have meetups where you can meet up with all the other characters from your fandom.
Mm-hmm. They had a manga library you can go and read, and then some other, even more on top of that. But one of them that we really get into is the panels.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'll be honest, for us in particular, we don't have any like friends we meet up in, like, so this might sound kind of funny, but we are into cosplaying ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
we're not really into the anime community, though, partly because I don't freaking use social media like ever, so which is fine, we don't care that much. But we end up going to quite a few panels. Mm-hmm. And where did this idea come from? Like, I don't even know. It might have stemmed from a podcast episode idea, which is possible.
I don't know.
But honestly,
You came up with it ages ago.
Yeah. So anyway, we ended up running a panel talking about cooking and eating Korean food.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how in particular we ended up. I don't know. Whatever.
What Zenkai Kan does is they have applications online.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you fill out, this is the subject of the panel I want to run. Here's my title. Here's my description. And then they decide what panels they're going to accept.
Yeah. So they accepted this one. We had it submitted to. One was more of a recommendation for K-dramas, and this one was specifically Korean food.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we ended up running a whole panel. I put together the whole presentation of a slideshow with, we went through a whole bunch of stuff. We went through specific dishes, where to get recipes, mm-hmm. where we shop for food. I mean, like, ingredients, specific restaurants we've been to. Like, the whole, we really did try to cram as much info into it. And one of the big things we wanted to do was have our panel useful, mm-hmm. practical. Right. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
And so, like, I even had a QR code of all the info I had included and this and that, you know. And, yeah, it was – actually, I thoroughly enjoyed myself just putting together, like, the slides and stuff. Yeah. I kind of – honestly kind of enjoy doing that. And, like, we at home, we did a test run, which is really funny. So we were – usually when we record or anything, we're, you know, alone, us two, yeah. in the room upstairs – I pulled it up on our TV in our living room, and, you know, I was basically wanting to show it to you because, mm-hmm. yes, I had made it, but, like, you need to know what the heck's happening.
Right, right.
And then we're like, you know what? Why don't we try a test run?
Let's just chit-chat just through this.
The panel.
Yeah.
And it was so funny. About 5 seconds into it, you could tell me and you totally switched to podcast mode. It's like our voices slightly changed.
Yeah.
It's really funny.
Yeah.
It really is. But that, so the run-through went well, and we were like, okay, you know. The only thing we were literally worried about was time. Because we, like, completely filled up an hour when we had just run through it with ourselves. And then the day of the con comes. This con is mostly Friday, Saturday, Sunday, which mm-hmm. most are. They have a brief thing on Thursday, but not much. We end up being on Saturday,
which is
noon.
The busiest day.
Yeah, Saturday by far is the busiest. And we're like, okay, let's go for it. And yes, we are in full cosplay as well. Completely unrelated to what
and
we're
talking about.
And smack dab
in the middle of the day, too.
I don't think that matter. Whatever.
It does. Because earlier in the day, you have a lot less people. You're not having people that are arriving at 9 a.m.
Oh,
usually.
Sure, sure. And so, we had it at noon. And, you know, I wasn't nervous for it. Like, I was pretty confident because we had run through it before. And it also wasn't that, it wasn't like it was a complicated subject or anything like that. And I wasn't necessarily trying to, quote unquote, teach something.
Right, and it was just about our experience with mm-hmm. Korean food. So if anybody asked us questions, it's like, well, this is what we know. This is mm-hmm. what we've done.
Yeah, and that is one thing, like, we kind of mentioned that, you know, obviously we're not professionals in this. We've also personally never been to Korea. But we were wanting to give the perspective of two Americans what it's like for us who, you know, a few years ago had never tasted Korean mm-hmm. food in our lives.
Right.
To, you know, show our experience of learning how to cook some of these dishes.
Right.
And stuff like that, which I think was partly because we're doing a convention that's in America,
mm-hmm.
I think is a, could be an interesting perspective for some people.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it just so happened the day that our and time that our panel was. We knew what room it was in. We'd actually been to panels earlier, like the day before in that room. We showed up about 15 minutes before.
Yeah.
And the panel, and they usually have 15 to 30 minutes between panels to get people out, get people in, get the stuff set up. The panel in front of us was running late.
Mm.
We're like, ooh, okay then, that really sucks. And I had never connected my computer to a projector before. I did Google a tutorial, and thankfully it was very helpful.
Yeah.
But I was a little nervous about setting up because I'd never done it. And because the panel in front of us was running late, this is really weird, we actually had a line.
Yeah, everybody that was coming to our panel mm-hmm. was getting in line.
Which was so strange to think.
Because earlier in the day, we had been in that room and I had counted.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And we figured out that it
approximately
100, 100
actually
people.
Just over 100.
Mm-hmm.
And usually, like the panels we went to later in that day where they had, like, 15, 20 minutes between them, there was never – I didn't see too many lines again. That was more just, like, they purposely schedule them so there's not.
Yeah,
but total – we're like, oh, okay, there's a line.
Yeah.
And so we get in there. We, like, you know, like, 5 minutes. We still have a little bit. We set up, it's fine, and it's completely full.
Packed.
Which was really interesting.
Yeah.
It was like, You know, I expected to have most of it full. I really did. Mm. But I did not expect the whole
They actually had to shut the door and turn people away. Right, because
they were at capacity. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that was, you know, that was really cool to mm-hmm. see. I think part of it was that it was about food. Food is a very, not just that it's about Korean food, but just it's about food in general. Right. It's a very approachable, interesting topic for people. Mm-hmm. You know, unlike, unless it's, you know, unlike maybe being about some very niche thing, you know?
Right, yeah.
But yeah, that was really cool. And one thing, oh my gosh, I wish so bad. Like, I wish I could have watched our panel as someone who doesn't know anything about Korean food.
Yeah.
And known, were we helpful? Were we
right.
any
Yeah,
good?
Friends of ours came and actually, yeah. they're like, oh, it was really helpful. It was really good, but we're into Korean food, so.
Right. And that's why I'm like, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I think it did go well.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing, in retrospect, I was rushing, which really sucked. We ended like 10 minutes at most early. Well, we ended our panel section. Then we had like a few, like one or two questions, yeah. which was nice. And so we ended a few minutes earlier, which is not weird. That's
no,
fine.
No, it's not.
But I was definitely rushing.
Yeah, you were talking very fast.
And I regret that a little bit, but I think that's just a learning yeah. experience for sure. And yeah, I mean, everyone was really nice. Mm-hmm. It was the staff were super nice oh, about yeah. everything, too. It was a little tricky, though, because, I mean, you mentioned this a lot, that it's hard to tell if they're, like, enjoying it or not.
Yeah, because you'll see one person in the audience, like
nodding
their head
or like
smiling
yeah,
here and
which,
there.
I'll be honest, I'm that person in the crowd who, like, doesn't react much.
Oh,
like,
see, I nod my head.
Oh, see, I more comment to you if we're in a panel, like, obviously very quietly and, like,
right.
you know. But I'm not that animated, I feel. I mean, I will nod my head, but it's not, like, that noticeable. I'll be like, okay, uh-huh.
But it's hard, because when you get very little feedback
I'm not saying there's anything,
during the panel,
and there's nothing
you don't
wrong.
Know.
No, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Where it wasn't, like, a Q&A section.
No, it
you know?
Wasn't.
So it wasn't, the whole thing wasn't supposed to have a ton of feedback, but I don't know, for the people that was there, I really hope they liked it. I mean, mm-hmm. we put a lot of effort into it, and,
yeah.
you know, and they're also, it's not just that, oh my gosh, I hope my effort paid off. That's not what I'm saying. Is that we genuinely wanted to introduce people to a cuisine
right.
that, you know, we didn't know what we were doing in the beginning.
And show them that they can do it.
Oh, for sure, yeah. And, you know, and I really like baking and cooking, and kind of like sharing that passion was really, really cool. And I will say, originally we wanted to do something more K-drama related, because, you know, K-drama combos, you know. But I think that one, because we did submit one that was for
dramas.
But we are just like, I can't understand why they picked this one, because it's an anime convention.
Yes, it's not a
K-drama
convention.
But I think food is a general enough subject
yes.
that people would still be interested in it. But yeah, so that was Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was in like the early afternoon. And then the evening, they have it's almost like a closing ceremony, except it's not actually, because it's just Saturday. There's still most of Sunday. They have, it's called
their main performance event.
Right, they call it the Masquerade, and they have their performances, which is a combination of skits and then the costumes that were in the competition.
Right.
And because we had entered in the competition, which, oh my gosh, it was so, we were so stupid. We somehow, this is really frustrating. Well, now we've learned our lesson.
We've learned our lesson.
So this was our third or fourth time competing. And you can pre-register for a time slot.
Yeah.
A guaranteed time slot.
Which is easy to do.
Oh, very simple.
But I didn't put it on my calendar to do.
Right. So,
3 days.
It was only 3 days after it
three
opened.
Days after online registration for the competition started, I went online to register.
And they were full.
And they were full.
For online, so they purposely leave slots open for at-con registration, which is nice. So, thankfully, we had an option. We ended up in line for 2 hours.
On Friday night, for 2 hours.
For two hours, which unfortunately, you can only blame us, but yep. that's, we, but
yep.
we were still able to get in,
mm-hmm.
we still competed,
yep.
And ended up, so my oldest brother, for the first time, he made his own costume. Mm. I mean, you tutored him, but he did all the sewing,
he did a lot of the cutting. I just helped him figure things out, really.
Right. Mm-hmm. And he, so he entered in the beginner category because mm-hmm. he, you know, this was his first sewn.
So he oh, yeah. entered as Avatar Kyoshi
from Avatar The Last Airbender. Yeah. And he won for the beginner category, which was very exciting.
I was very proud of him.
And then we were in the intermediate because you had won
won awards at several different conventions.
Two or three, I think. Because somewhere... One was an honorable mention. One was for Leia.
I won one for Violet.
One was for Violet at a different con, uh-huh. but it was second place, not first place.
And then for Arhaku and No Face.
Oh, yeah. I won for that. Intermediate.
So we had to go to intermediate.
Right, we were in intermediate. So, and it just so happens, we won. Well, you won, but we won.
Right.
For the intermediate category. And it was a group. It was all four costumes.
Yeah.
And which means, which I know you're so excited about.
So now, because I've won at the intermediate level, I can no longer compete at the intermediate level.
So you're in advanced now I have to compete slash, in what the they call it?
Masters level.
Yeah, which is, I've heard.
It's like this.
It's hard
competition. The step from beginner to intermediate is a relatively small one. The step from intermediate to masters is huge.
It's pretty big.
The competition
gets... Which
is not
their fault. Like, it's fine.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And I think part of the reason it seems like such a... Like, when you see the costumes next to each other, is because once people are in masters, there's not another level to move up to.
Exactly.
Some of these people could potentially be competing in masters for multiple years.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Which is fine. That's just how competition is, but... So, yeah, we ended up, which I...
So, the guy that did the Mandalorian...
Oh, yeah, he won he for the won whole for the, thing.
Yeah.
He won the best, like, overall.
Best in show.
Which was impressive.
It was
freaking cool.
Impressive armor. Oh, my
It was,
word.
Like, so...
It was beautiful.
Honestly, it wasn't just the armor I was... Like, his gloves that the one's cut off with the orange fingers and the other one isn't with his cape a little ratty at the...
Yeah.
It was
he did an incredible
so
job.
Good. Oh my gosh, he deserved it so much.
Yeah.
But and I wouldn't say that we were like I expected like an honorable mention.
I did not expect
or
to,
judge
first
award.
Place. Yeah,
that's what I
expected.
Thought.
Just something little.
So we won first in our category, which I'm extremely grateful for.
Oh won. Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
And it feels good to have my sewing skills specifically appreciated because I go out of my way to have my seams clean.
Yeah, you've gotten much better in the past. Your French seams. You
yeah,
know?
My. What, I remember one of the first year I entered in judging, and they flipped up.
It was your Jalal one.
They looked inside my cape, and, you know, there's raw edges of fabric. I had no idea that was the kind of scrutiny it would get.
Okay, scrutiny.
Scrutiny.
The kind of the details they were looking for.
Yes, I had no idea.
Scrutiny is dramatic.
But now I know. So when I'm constructing a piece of clothing, I'll do French seams or I'll bind the edge or something.
Which
so.
Is not only improving competition-wise, it's improving
my
your
skill.
Quality.
Right. Like this year, I made basically a button-down shirt.
Mm-hmm, for
you
yourself.
Know, and you think, well, yeah, it's a button-down shirt. Making real clothes is harder than making... costume clothes.
Because costumes can fit you and go on in a bit of an odd way.
Exactly.
But that's kind of what you expect.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, you still want them realistic.
Right.
But yeah, because you needed it to look like a real shirt, if
exactly.
that makes any sense.
Yeah. So I learned how to do buttonholes and, oh my, I learned a lot this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. And one thing I'd love to mention is we've had these costumes picked out for like a year or so now.
And I am so excited to get to work on them.
So we know what we're doing next year.
Yes.
We're very excited. We're going to start probably in the next like 2 months or
so.
is we are finally, we've been wanting to for a while, going to be dressed in hanbok, which is traditional Korean clothing. Hold on.
Hanbok is not a costume.
No, I mean.
So, we both wanted to wear hanbok, but you don't put on someone's cultural dress and go as if it's your costume.
Well, no. Hold on here. So, you could, hold on. You could, I think it's okay. Now, I'm not Korean. I'm not Japanese. Uh-huh. As you know, I think it's okay if you go in, for example, a kimono or yukata, which people do you mm-hmm. sometimes wear to conventions, as just you are wearing a kimono. And this is an event you can go wearing one because you don't get many opportunities. There's nothing wrong with that. But us in particular, we're wanting to enter it in the competition. Right. And we didn't, not that regular hanbok aren't beautiful. Mm-hmm. We are wanting to do some sort of twist on it. And right. What's the artist's name?
Ugh, I was just about to ask you, what is her name?
Where's her books that you have?
They're right there on the shelf. So I found a Korean artist. What's her name?
I don't know.
Read your Hangul.
Well, it's Iyagi, but I don't know if that's what she goes by. Keep going.
Okay. So I found a Korean artist that recreates or redraws Disney characters in traditional Korean dress. So she has a, like, for instance, Cinderella will wear mm-hmm. a blue hanbok. Who else? Alice in Wonderland. Mm-hmm. She'll have a blue hanbok with a white apron mm-hmm. over top. And so she has also done some, like, Marvel superheroes.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's really, really cool.
Again, all of them, her whole thing is that it's a twist
on...
Woo Na-young. But does it say
Woo
that?
Woo Na-young. Yes, that's her name.
On these?
Yes, that's her name.
That's not
she goes by a different name also for some of them.
Yeah,
Woo Na-young.
Mm-hmm. Please look up her stuff.
Yes, her stuff is amazing.
Mm-hmm. So we had...
That was where we got our inspiration from.
Yeah, and we had already actually, in previous years, thrown around ideas of, like... Because you had done it with Leia. Where you
right,
took
in interpretation.
I think we'd thrown it around with... Oh, and we did it again with Haku and No Face.
Right, we did a Lolita interpretation.
Right, so we had already, like, thrown around ideas. I think even Disney characters came up... I don't even know if it was related to Hanbok at mm-hmm. some point, but... I think we'd thrown around the idea of it, but it was when we saw her artwork, we're like, oh, we really,
That's what I want to do.
Exactly. So, I'm doing Rapunzel mm-hmm. in hanbok, and I'm, oh my gosh, so excited. And we're not directly going off her artwork, at least not, really not for mine. We're being more inspired by
it. Mine's inspired, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, so mine's gonna be some sort of pink and purple hanbok with flower embroidery, like mm-hmm. on the cuffs and collar, and then in historical dramas, the princesses of, like, the royal family will wear these little disc on top of their head, and then you see a strip of hair mm-hmm. going back and down, I guess probably underneath their braid that they usually have. So I'm gonna have that, and then we're gonna add braiding hair to my natural hair to thicken and lengthen my braid, like she does in the Disney version mm-hmm. of Rapunzel, how they have the braid with flowers
in it.
So we're going to be creating hair ornaments like that you see them wearing out of wire and beads, and oh my gosh, so exciting. And we even found, like, I mean, we got these shoes forever ago. We found these, like, flats mm-hmm. that had a similar shape to the shoes that they wear. I can't remember what they're called. And we're going to be, like, taking them apart and recovering them, actually. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, very, very exciting. Yeah. And then, did you say
and I'm going to be doing the Queen of Hearts.
Mm-hmm.
My hairstyle is going to be the very formal...
Is it the Queen Dowager or Queen?
No, the Queen would wear it. But she would wear it for, like...
I don't think it's every day.
No, like big events or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ceremonies.
So where she has the braids that
It wraps up, wrap around
on top of the little pillow. Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
And then, of course, my hanbok will be the black and red.
And yeah, and the big thing we're trying to figure out for yours is that a lot of time the queens will have these two rows of gold detailing at the bottom of their hanbok. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to figure out how we're going to recreate that, you know? And then are you doing the embroidered front,
the front circle and shoulder pieces?
Mm-hmm, yeah. And it's like one thing we're trying to do is, you know, it's Queen of Hearts. We're trying to incorporate hearts. So that center embroidered piece, it's typically, it will be a circle. It'll be a circle,
but there should be some sort of a heart
motif in there kind of thing. Yeah. So we're
a lot of gold thread is going to happen.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And so we actually got two art books by,
Unai Young.
I believe it's, yeah, I believe both of them.
Yes, they're both hers.
Are by her. They're all in completely in Korean, but it's really, really cool because she, you know, she illustrates some of them, it's different parts of dress from different eras. The hair sticks, the ties, the this, that. And it's really been extremely
And very
good.
Carefully labels everything so you know what every item is called.
Right, and it's been an extremely good resource for us because even though, yes, it isn't in Korean, it's we can still translate it, you know, and stuff like that. And it's all in one place, I think, is why it's quite helpful.
Yeah.
Like, when you're searching for reference photos for stuff, one, you really need the Korean name for it. It's going to be very difficult to find. And we've had tricky times figuring out what stuff is called or, you know, okay, I know what it's called, but what era are we doing it from?
Exactly.
Like, you know, because with the hanbok, it's been, you know, semi-similar for an extremely long time. But certain parts, like the, what's the top called?
The jigori,
which is their top, specifically for the women's, it has either shortened or gotten longer over time. That also depends what class you are. And so, it's been an amazing resource. We got two different ones by her, and it's really, really cool. And they're all just really pretty. Yeah. I love looking at, like, you know, the illustrations and stuff like that. It's been really cool. So, and so two other things we're doing later this year is we're going to be at Kogarucon, correct? That's what it's called. It's in New Jersey at Middlesex College. When is it? May 4th.
Yes.
May 4th. So it's coming up very soon. And we will be doing our Korean food panel there as well.
Right. Very exciting. And it's called
Gochujang to garlic, cooking Korean food. I blanked for a second.
And it is, that convention is
really, it's much, much
it's
smaller.
It's much smaller, but it is $20 at the door, no pre-registration.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. And that is because it is smaller, just run at this college, but it is cool.
It is cool.
We went there last year and had a fun time.
And so if you go, because it's May 4th, I will be Princess Leia.
She'll be the Princess Leia. I will probably be a Kyoshi warrior, most likely.
Right.
And then after that, this is so exciting. It's in July. We're going into the IU concert. Oh my gosh. In freaking sane. So we've gone to a handful, five at most K-pop concerts. Four? It's been Monsta X, One Us, Eric Nam, Far Stella. Is that it?
That's it.
So it'll be our fifth. So we don't go to a lot of concerts.
No, we don't.
I'm in particular ecstatic that we're going to be seeing IU. I mean, we're basically in the nosebleeds.
Oh, whatever.
It's whatever.
It doesn't matter.
So it's going to be in Newark, New Jersey. And it's on July, it's on a Monday, which is super odd, I thought.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's okay.
June, July 15th, we will be there. And I've liked IU for years as an artist. She's one of my favorite solo artists. And it'll be our first time going to a solo artist concert that's at this scale.
This scale.
And then also our first time ever seeing a female
artist. It'll be our first concert at this scale.
Oh, yeah. We've
period.
Never been to one this big.
Well, I haven't been since I was a kid.
Oh, sure. I'm saying K-pop in particular.
Yeah.
so freaking pumped. We were nervous.
The buying ticket adventure was hilarious. Because I was sitting in the room.
You were Googling tutorials for math.
I was doing school with my son.
My younger
and
brother.
And she was on her laptop getting, you know, countdown to the time it was
so
opening.
Nervous.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was stupid. I didn't join the waiting thing soon enough. But I still got in. Whatever.
Yeah.
The main thing we were concerned about was that we weren't going to be able to afford them. But because we got the nosebleeds, we could afford them. But we're so excited. I'm so excited to hear these songs live. Mm-hmm. It's just going to be so cool. Anyone's going to the, I mean, I doubt most people are going to get this far in this episode. We've been chatting for almost an hour, anyway.
Can tell what we enjoy.
Yes.
And are passionate about, obviously. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so yeah, that's why we've been away from the podcast for a little bit, because one, I think we've had a little, I would say like the week or like the 2 weeks right up into the convention, we didn't have as much time to watch TV.
Right.
And we just haven't had time to record. We have, like, 2-3 other things we need to record right now. Yeah. And, like, you know, trying to work that through our schedules. But that's where we've been. We've been having fun, enjoying ourselves.
We're back. And we should be able to get back to having a regular
schedule. Yeah, we'll be much better.
Yeah.
Hopefully. We were somehow terrible keeping a good schedule. But we hope you guys enjoyed this very chatty, casual video.
Audio
episode, and we'll see you all next.